So I'm done.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yud Gimel Kislev, 25th of November. Harav Agon, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, Segulot.
Shat Vayishlach, the Pasuk says, V'yivosher Yainkev Libadoi, V'yavek Ishimoy Ad Alos HaShachar. So this was the Malach of Esau fighting with Yaakov all night. He was on his own. Everyone had crossed over, and he remained on his own. And then he wrestled with the Malach all night. Till dawn. V'yar ki lo yachol loy, the Malach saw he couldn't overcome him. V'yiga b'chaf yerecho, so he dislocated his hip bone. V'teka kaf yerech yankev behevav ko'emo. Of course, Pashtas, the Torah is telling us about what happened there. The Malach of Esav fought with him all night, and he couldn't overcome him. And then he dislocated his hip bone. But Divrei Torah always have a message, an eternal message. They have a message in every generation and relate to us in our day-to-day life. So we could say that this is speaking about the situation of Klal Yisrael, Bishnois Galusam, during the years of their Golus. Vivaser Yankev Lebadoi, Klal Yisrael is always on their own. Like it says, Hashem chose Avraham Me'ever Anahar, because of his capabilities of standing on his own against the rest of the world. Who me'ever zeh? V'kol ha'olam me'ever asheni. He could be on one bank of the river and the whole world on the other bank. That was the koyach of Abraham to stand on his own. Ki am levadad yishkon u'bat goyim lo yishasham, the pasuk says. This is the koyach of Am Yisrael to be on its own, separated from the umus ha'olam. And this battle of the Malach of Esav with Yankev is a continual battle in every generation, for every year, on a daily basis. Where does this battle take place? What is the arena of this battle? The battle takes place on a Daf Gemara. That's where it takes place. Yankev was a Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. The Metzias of every year is learning Torah. And learning Torah is called a milchama. Milchamta shel Torah, Hazal say. Ha'av is benoi. Ve'arav is talmidoi. Ne'asim ki oivim zeh lazeh. When a rabbi is teaching his talmid, or when a father is teaching his son, when they're learning a sugya, they become like enemies to one another. Barzel ba barzel. Like, you know, sword against sword, steel against steel. That's the way Torah is learned. Milchamta shel Torah. So this battle between the Sarah shel Esav and Yankev Avinu, every Yid is a beginner of Yankev Avinu, each time Yoshev Ohalim. That's the Metzias of Klal Yisrael. It's every day when we learn. We'll explain it a bit further. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Yehi beischa beis vaad lachachomim. Your home should be a meeting place for the rabbis. Behevim isavek ba'afar riglehem. And you should not feel too pally with the rabbis. They come to your home. You think you're on an equal level to them. You have to know the difference. Sit at their feet. Behevim isavek ba'afar riglehem. Behevim shoyse besama edivrehem. And drink their words with thirst. So that's a simple meaning. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim, the Talmud of the Gro, he explains it differently. He says, "Yehi beischa beis vaad lachachomim," means you should have a big library in your house. Your house should be full of all the Rishonim and the Achronim, all the Gedolei Yisrael. Then in that way, your home is a beis vaad lachachomim. You have all the rabbis by you. You have the Rambam, you have the Rif, you have the Rosh, you have Rashi and all. Toisves and all the Bali Chuves, all you have all the Hakamim by you in your house. That's what it means. He beischa beis vaad hakamim, a meeting, a gathering place for all the rabbis. That means you have a big library. The Rabbi Yitzhak Kampanton, who was one of the great rabbis at the time of the expulsion from Spain and Portugal, he wrote a book called Darchei HaGemora. The Chazon Ish was always very much recommending yeshiva bochers that they should learn Sefer Darchei HaGemora, to learn how to approach a sugya. So he writes in his Sefer, he writes, "En chochmas ha'adam magia ela ad mokom shesfarav magim." The wisdom of a person will go as far as his library. And if someone needs a Sefer which he doesn't have, and he has to depend on someone else to lend him the Sefer or bring him the Sefer, Alav ne'emar ve'yu chayecha tluim licha mineged. It's as if your life is dangling in limbo. You don't have what you need. You don't have the sefer that you need. As it says, ki ha'chokhma techayes ba'alea. Chokhma, wisdom of Torah, gives us life. And you don't have life. You don't have the sefer. You want to look into this specific sefer and you don't have it. Your life is like tluim licha mineged. It depends on someone else giving you or lending you this sefer. So this is the same concept, like Chaim Volozhiner is saying, Yi beis chabis vaad lachachamim, have a big library, because the more sforim you have, the more you can learn and study and have information that you need. Sometimes you may need a sefer once in a lifetime, but when you need it, you need it. Then it says, Heve misavek ba'afar raglehem. So the simple meaning, as we said, you should sit on the floor, the dust of their feet. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner doesn't explain like that. As we know, he's a big chatshan. So he said, Behevim is avek. You're allowed to fight. When you ma'ayin in a sefer, whether it's a rishon, an achron, and you have a kasha, ask your kasha. You're allowed to argue. But, be'afar aglehim, you must always, even when you argue, or discuss their words, you have to know where you are, what your level is. Ba'afar raglehem, you're at their feet, at the dust of their feet, halavai. And where they are, at what high level they are. As Hazal said, im rishoinim kamalochim anu kebnei adam. If we feel ourselves, we as compared to the earlier rabbis of the earlier generations, that we consider them angels, then we can consider ourselves human beings. But if in our way of thinking that the Rishonim are human beings, then we are donkeys, and not such intelligent donkeys like the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair, who, if we had this donkey today, everyone would be running after him. He's one of the biggest babas. A big Baal Moifes, this donkey. He could, you know, smell the fodder and know whether it's Meusa or not Meusa. Everyone would be going to this donkey for brochas. Anyhow, Anu kahamorim velo kahamoros el Pinchas ben Yair. So we have to always know the difference, how great the Rishonim were and how really small and insignificant we are. But even so, we're having a savik. Learning Torah is a battle. You're allowed to argue with respect to know who they are and who you are, but you can question, you can argue, you can discuss. That's the way of learning Torah. Melchamta shel Torah. Torah is a continuous battle. Okay, so how is it fighting Saros shel Esav? So, the Zohar called this on the Pasuk, El Ginat Ha'egoz Yaradeti. I went down into the garden of where walnuts were growing. So the Zohar says, when Adam HaRishon sinned, because of his sin, he gave tremendous koiches to the forces of evil, and they took hold of everything. Even in Yenei Kedusha, even the Torah Kedusha is surrounded with a klipa. That's why everything we want to do is not easy, because it's surrounded with the koyach of the klipa of evil. So the Arizal explains at length that the walnut, when it grows on the tree, it has four klipas. First, it has a soft green covering, which we don't see today when we buy it in the shops. They've already taken that off. The next klipa is a very, very hard shell of the walnut, which you need a hammer to break. And then inside, the fruit is like in compartments, surrounded by very sharp and very hard shells. And we take the fruit out of those shells, it still has a skin, you know, the brownish skin which covers it, which is edible. But still, it's not the fruit in essence. The fruit is the white nut itself. But it's covered with this thin brown covering. Yes, thin skin. So these are the four clippers. The green, soft one, the heavy, thick, exterior one, and then the interior one, which is sharp and hard. And then finally, the thin brown skin. Four clippers. And these correspond when the Navi spoke about his neshama ascending to see the goddess of Hashem. So it says it went through the ruach seara anan gadol esh mitlakahat venoga lo saviv. And these are four koiches of the klippas. Esh mitlakahat anan gadol ruach seara, and finally venoga lo saviv, which is the thin brown covering. So when we learn Torah, the Arizal used to learn Sugyas HaGemara. He was a great Godel in Nigle. He was Talmid Chover of Bezalel Ashkenazi, the Mechaber of the Shita Mekubeset. And he wrote many sections of the Shita. And Baba Kama very often says, Hiksha Rabbi Yitzhak, it's really him, Rabbi Yitzhak Nuria. He also wrote on his own big Shita on Zvochim, and it was the Chida said he knew about it. Its whereabouts was in Izmir in Turkey, and it burnt in a fire. We don't have a copy of it today. Anyhow, when he used to learn, it says, Hayanil Eu Mezia, Bilomir, Bislivis, Godl Mamish, like Bimilhamta Shil Torah. He was sweating and learning Mamish with tremendous effort putting into his Havana. And discussing and arguing and questioning and answering. Amish bepilpul godl. So Rav Chaim Vital is Talmid Adam, my kulihai, what are you so excited about? Take it easy. He says, no, this is the only way to break through the klippas, through by learning be'iyun and asking questions and then answering the questions. This is how we break through and get eventually to the fruit itself, to be able to pasken halocha le'amita shel Torah, without any coverings of the klipa, to get to the emitah shel Torah. So in fact, the sorrow shel Esav is this klipa, and it surrounds the Torah. And that's why every time you want to learn the sugya, it's difficult. You start learning, you have questions. The more you are a mavin in Torah, the more questions you're going to have. Everything is, first of all, there are many, you know, many things are not so clear. And then you have sveikis, and you have machloichisim, you have rishoinim, you have achroinim, questions and answers. Every sugya is a battle, is a war, till you can clarify a sugya and understand it. Chazon Ish, who learned Torah in great depth, he made one siyum hashas in his life at the age of 63. Age of 63, he made siyum hashas because he learned from broches to the end of shas b'tachlis ha'iyun. I think Eruvin he learned maybe 5 years day and night, and Taharas was like 24 years. Day and night, everything he learned, day and night, from the Gemara through the Rishonim, the Achronim, through the Halacha, till he wrote his Chidushim. That's how he learned. And it took him 24 years. When he finished Shas, he made the Siyum at the age of 63. So we see that learning Torah is a big milchoma, and the one who's fighting us is Sarosh shel Esav. So that we could say is the pshat in this pasuk. Vivaser Yankev Lebadwe. Klal Israel are on their own. We can't look to the Ummus HaOlam to help us in any way, to care for us in any way. They're out to get us. Whether it's the Crusades against the Muslims, or the Muslims against the Crusades, first of all, they deal with the Eden. Everyone is agreeable about one thing. If you look at in the history books, you'll see it was not important. When the Crusades won, they killed all the Eden anyway. And when the Muslims won, they killed the Eden as well. That's how the history of the world was always. So we have nothing to look from the Ummus HaOlam. What we have to know, we're on our own. And where do we fight? We don't have armies. Where do we fight? We fight in the Daf Gemara. The arena of our fighting, the Sorosh shel Esav, is in our learning. Every day, it's a battle. It's a fight. Ve'yavek ish imoy ad orois ha-shachar. This ish is the Sorosh shel Esav, is the clipper which surrounds Torah and makes it so difficult to learn. And for how long will this battle carry on? So it says, ad orois ha-shachar, till dawn, till the light will start shining. Of course, darkness is a symbolic of the Golus, and light is symbolic of the Geula. So when the morning, the morning starts shining, the sun starts appearing, Alos HaShachar, the beginning of dawn, till then, this battle will carry on. Then, of course, the Mashiach will come. It's a different story. So, although the Ruach Chaim, Reb Chaim Velozin, explained that Havim is Abe, you're allowed to argue, allowed to fight in trying to discuss and understand Rishonim and Achroinim, but in a very humble way, ba'avak ravlehem, you know who they are and who you are, and maybe you don't even understand their words. You're questioning, but you didn't understand properly. If you would have understood properly, maybe you wouldn't have questioned. Concerning this point, by the way, there's a Chaim HaKodesh. During his lifetime, the Godel Hador was the Pri Chodesh. And the Pri Chodesh wrote his Sefer, Shulchan Aruch, mainly Yeridea. And he learned very much Betkifis. He argues against the Rishonim very stark. Many, many places he questions and argues with the Rishonim. So the Or HaChaim HaKodesh wrote a Sefer to defend the Rishonim and to answer all his questions on the Rishonim. That was the purpose. So he printed them together, the combined Sefer, the Pri Chodesh, with his Sefer. His Sefer is called Pri Toya. So he printed the pre-Toya with the pre-Chodesh together, and he called it Peres Genusa, Peres Genusa. And in his Hagdama, he writes something very interesting. He writes it in the Hagdama, and he writes it as well in inside the Sefer in Hilchas Toloim. Hilchas Toloim in Yeridia. What does he write? He says that that he's come across many times during his learning that he finds Achronim. Achronim he's speaking about, so he lived almost 280, 300 years ago. So by him, Achronim is maybe even also 400 years ago. So he says, Achronim, who questioned the words of Rishonim, and when you look at what they're writing, they didn't understand the Rishonim, and they're arguing and fighting and, you know, even sometimes disrespectfully, and they don't know what they're talking about. They didn't understand the Rishonim. Then he goes on to speak about the Mishneh Lemelech. Everyone knows the big Lamdan, the Mishneh Lemelech, Rosanes, who wrote his big Chibur on the Rambam. And he says that he was the Gadol HaDor, nothing like him in Iyun, in Havana, but he didn't want to print his book. And why didn't he want to print his book? He feared that it would be a stumbling block for people, because people wouldn't understand his words and question him, and they shouldn't be punished because of that. That they're talking nonsense and questioning him. So he said, why should my words be a stumbling block? He didn't want to print his sefer. And only after he passed away, one of his talmidim, Reb Yaakov Kuli, who was the author of the Me'am Lo'ez, he worked on the Sefer for many years and published the Mishneh Lemelech, which every Rambam wouldn't be, the Rambam wouldn't be complete with the Mishneh, without the Mishneh Lemelech. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh goes on to say, because of this reason, I forbid my books, I forbid anyone to learn my Sforim, unless he learns Torah in great depth always, that he's an Amken and understands Torah in great depth, and that he learns Lishmo. If not, I forbid my books on him. And if he is over and learns my Sforim, Akitznale. Akitznalim, I'll bite him. Like a snake, sting him. Like a bee stings. I'll bite him. That's what he writes in two places. In Hilchas Toloim and in the Hagdama. If he's not in this category, I'll punish him. Okay, so Rav David Pardo was a great gadol and the generation after the Rochaim HaKodesh. He wrote on the Tosefters and many, many different areas, his many, many books. He has a book, Mizmoli Asav, on Yoridea, and he quotes the Rochaim HaKodesh and says we can't take his words literally. Because really, Ein Ledayan Elamasha Ein Avroyes, a person when he learns should question and is allowed to question. He must do it B'derech Eretz, B'Kovod, know the difference between the Rishonim and the Achronim, but even so, he's not allowed not to question. He has to question, has to argue, but with due respect, and quite often, it would be that he was really wrong, and he should realize that the Rishonim are so deep and so great, halavai, we can understand their words. But if we have a kasha, we have to ask it, that's the way we learn. So he says, for sure, the Or Chaim didn't mean his words literally, because why did he print his book? For the very reason he said it could be a mikshol to people who would learn it and ask questions, and then he's going to have to punish them and things like that. So it wasn't meant to be taken literally. He meant really just to warn people. Before you ask on a gadol, you have to understand very deeply and make sure you're learning correctly and you know what's you've understood it very well, that you have any, there's room for your question before you ask it. And he says, concerning Lishmo, it's very difficult. Who can say I'm learning Lishmo? But we try to learn Lishmo. So, and the third point he makes, he says you have to learn, the Or Chaim said you have to learn B'iyun. How will we learn Darkei Iyun except from the Or Chaim HaKadosh? We learn his Sforim, we learn how to be a Me'ayin. Without his Sforim, we'll never know Iyun. That's what he writes. So he says, we can learn his Sforim, but with Derech Eretz and with due respect. Anyhow, we see that this Milchoma, every time a Yid sits down and learns, there's this milchoma with Sarah Shel Esav. The Torah is eternal. It's speaking to us about This battle which goes on forever, Yanker with Sorosh El Esav. Every Yid who sits and learns is fighting with Sorosh El Esav. Every time he learns the sugya, and he has a kasher, and he has difficulties, and there's sfekes and machloikes, and rishoinim, and achroinim. This is all part of this battle. And by learning in depth, we break through all the clouds of darkness and penetrate to the halacha so we can understand it correctly. It says in the Medrash Tanchuma, Prashas Noyach, it says that in all the Goliaths, the Klal Yisrael, through learning Torah, was saved from suffering in the Golis. So we know that when Yankev Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, it says, before he arrived, Ve'ez Yehuda shalach lefanav goshna lehoires. And Hadal say, to open up a koila le yeshiva. The first thing, before he arrived, we have to have the remedy to the problem. Golis, suffering, learning Torah. If we have a yeshiva, it can save us from Shebud HaGolis. And what happened, Taka? Shevet Levi, who were learning in Mitzrayim, they were never part of the Shivud. They never suffered at all in the Shivud. The Shivud was in the other Shvatim. But Shevet Levi were learning in the yeshiva that Yehuda set up, and they were never part of the Shivud. And the Medrash Tanchuma goes on to say throughout the Doiris, and brings psukim and proof that every time there was a Golis after the Chorban Bayis Rishon, after Chorban Bayis Sheni, those who were learning Torah, they suffer in Torah. Because they learn Torah with difficulty, as it says, Pat b'melach tuchal, umayim b'misulat tishte, ba'al aris tishan, ha'etzar tehir, b'torah ta'amel. That the person has to sacrifice many of his comforts in this world and live a life of suffering to learn Torah. That's number one. But even when you learn, learning Torah is not exactly a picnic. It's difficult. You have to smash your brains over it. As Hazal said, "Ena Torah miskayemet ele b'mishe meimis atzmo aleha." You have to kill yourself over it. Literally, to kill yourself over it. And Hazal said, "Ad she'aki aleha halav she'anak mishede imo," till you sweat out in your learning the milk that you drank from your mother's breast when you were born. They didn't say to sweat out last week's cholent, or a month ago, or a year ago. We're speaking about your essence. You came into the world as a little baby, and the first thing which built you up was your mother's milk. You have to sweat out to the core of your existence on learning Torah. So learning Torah is a battle, it's a fight, it's difficult, it's not easy, it's meant to be difficult. It's difficult to understand, and you have to work very hard and toil and labor over Torah. Shtiyu amelim b'teira. That's the Lashon of Chazal. Shtiyu amelim b'teira. You have to mamish, fight and learn with tremendous effort. We have to invest in your learning. And this is the continuous battle here. If we learn Torah, we're mamtik the dinim b'shorsham. We mevatel all the other yisurim. We can mevatel, we make the golus easier for Klal Yisrael. Certainly those who learn will be not part of the Shibud. And those who maybe don't have the capability of learning all the time. The Torah of those who learn will be for them a milit yoshir and a magen v'tzina, will protect them from the tzoros ha-golis. When there's Torah in Klal Yisrael, when we fight in our battlefield, and we take care of it, the tzoros ha-esav in our battlefield, so we don't have to face the enemies in you know, as we see today, v'sichsachti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim, we have to pray hard that all our enemies will all be successful. Because they're killing one another. They should all win. That's Zchus HaTeira, because there's Torah b'Klal Yisrael. Hashem takes the enemies away from us and let them handle with themselves. And this is Ad Alos HaShar, till the time comes for the Mashiach. There's only one final point, and I can say it in 1 minute. When the Malach saw he couldn't overcome Yaakov, Teka Kaf Yerech Yankev. The Zohar says, what did he dislocate his left leg? Tamchin Deoraisa. The Tamchin Deoraisa are the legs which support the Torah. Sometimes, the Yetzirah, the Satan, he sees he can't overcome the Talmid Chochem. He can't. Yankiv is emes. Ten emes leyankiv. He can't overcome him. Where does he go? He goes to the Tamchin Deoraita. He tries and weakens those who support Torah. For whatever reason, God forbid, people shouldn't lose their money. Or if they have their money, they don't want to give. But somehow, to weaken the support of Torah, this way he can overcome the Hachmi Yisrael and the Bnei Torah. That's the only way throughout the generations when the Yetzirah can't break through to the Talmid Chacham himself. So, Pagabe Tamchin Deoraita, the Zohar says. Then he goes to the Tomche Torah and causes problems that they shouldn't be kiyum le Torah through the Tamchin Deoraita. So, really, there should be a tremendous chizuk in Klal Israel, both by the Tomche Torah and by the Lomde Torah. And we should know that when we learn Torah and fight in our battlefield of a Daf Gemara with Shailas and questions and answers and Pilpul and Havona, that we're pushing away all these enemies which are represented in the Sarosh Shel Esav, and we're victorious in our battle in the Daf Gemara, will be victorious everywhere else. Call to.